Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Thousands of residents of the Merrimack Valley won't be able to celebrate Thanksgiving at home tomorrow. In the aftermath of the gas explosions in the area 2 months ago, many remain away from those homes. WBUR's Quincy Walters has this story on what people are doing this Thanksgiving.
In a neighborhood in South Lawrence, there are more crows than people. Here, there are charred shells of homes cordoned off with yellow crime scene tape. It's a neighborhood where one house can have gas and an adjacent home doesn't. Stephanie Gonzalez is scraping ice from her driveway. As she prepares for a frigid Thanksgiving, Gonzalez has gas for heat, but not for cooking. Gonzalez plans to rough it at home on Thanksgiving. She's inviting her uncle and his family because their house, just behind hers, has no gas at all.
We bought one of those ovens that you can plug in.
Gonzalez says hot plates Columbia Gas gave out were just not cutting it. She says it took 3 hours to boil potatoes.
We've just been able to boil and fry things, so you know. We used to do a lot of baking, but I can't do any of that, so.
And what sort of typical Thanksgiving dishes won't you be able to do if you don't have gas by then?
Probably none of them. I think the only thing we can make is salad, gravies, I guess. That's about it.
Even though Columbia Gas plans to provide 20,000 Thanksgiving dinners, Gonzalez says she and her family will eat out if they can't prepare meals themselves. She says she'll be thankful if she has gas to cook with tomorrow. Next to Gonzalez's neighborhood is a park where families are housed in temporary camping trailers. At one of those trailer sites last week, Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera said that there will be an attempt to make the sites as festive as possible.
Thanksgiving in the Latino communities is a very important night for us, and so we're going to try to do that as part of the efforts. There'll be music and arroz con guandules and pernil in the tents in and around our community.
Other area residents who still don't have gas will spend the holiday away from their homes. Christina Wimet of Andover will spend the day with friends on the South Shore. Since the explosions, she has been living with a family she met at her church.
And a couple who didn't really know me very well said, come and stay with us. So I have been with them.
What are you going to be thankful for this Thanksgiving?
For life. For the kindness of people who open their hearts to me and to the people that are working to fix this problem.
Columbia Gas says the problem should be fixed by December 16th. That's when they hope to have everyone's gas restored. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.